That was Police Story by Black Flag, and it's from the Jelly Beans compilation. It's funny, we regard punk rock as a very English kind of thing, because it seems to us that in Los Angeles you can't possibly have the kind of problems that we have.
Thing, because it's not true.
It's a parallel phenomenon.
See, you're kind of stereotyping punk rock as a certain... We're supposed to be protesting against bad conditions or something, and that's not what our music is about at all. Basically, our music is very personal and deals with our personal emotions. And
people everywhere, and if you're rich, you're poor, if you got 10 cars or one car,
or no,
you still fall in love, you still have emotions, you still get burned, you still have feelings, and feelings are what the music's about. That's the reason that anybody does it. The others, I think that... I know if you go back to your English stuff, if you like look at your Rolling Stones records, or if you look at your Sex Pistols records, that's where that comes from too. And that the social milieu that you tie it into is only a small part of it. And that someone who makes a bigger thing about the social part of it is not less legitimate, but maybe not hitting quite as directly at the point.
It's just that Los Angeles doesn't seem the right place for punks to exist, you know? I gather that your following is generally a fairly extremist kind of punks. I mean,
our following is a whole bunch of different kind of people. All ages, all races, all monetary classifications. I mean, it's ridiculous to put limitations on what you can like because of how much your daddy makes, and that's just ridiculous. And like, you know, I think it's ridiculous to say like Los Angeles is like a wrong place for punk. Los Angeles has people in it. London and England and all the places in England has people in it. People feel. That's why we play. It's about what we feel. That's why.
A lot of people's conception of Los Angeles is like you mentioned talking to Joe Walsh or something like that. These people live in a cocaine fantasy land in the hills above L.A. and that has nothing to do with what Los Angeles really is.
Everybody isn't like Fleetwood Mac in Los Angeles.
You know? L.A. is actually a very very competitive, high-pressure city, more so than I found here.
Much more than London or something.
There's no bottom, for one thing. There's no floor on the U.S. economy, really. It's a little bit different situation.
This song, American Waste, that's on the six-pack thing. Now, somebody said to me they thought that was kind of a description of the people that were fans of the band.
I wrote the song about myself. And I wrote it because it's about... What brought the feeling on me was that people at a certain point in my life say, don't think the way you want to think. Think like I think. Or the door is closed. That's why we had to start our own label. Otherwise, no way.
And I think, Greg, that you were able to finance the band, weren't you, from your outside activities? You invented something, didn't you?
Well, I used to work with electronics equipment and stuff. I made several things.
What's an antenna tuner?
Well, it's used on a radio equipment to adjust an antenna. It's kind of a specialized... thing.
Wow!
Oh, why can't you use your hand?
Okay.
Well, it is the antenna tuners are responsible for about two-thirds of the finance of the band.
Yeah, right now we're like, we don't have any finances.
Not so much financing the band, but at this point we have a fairly well-organized label, a small label, SST Records, and we put out our first record, Nervous Breakdown, our second record, Jealous Again, a friend of ours' band, The Minutemen's first EP, and then we
their
got
album.
Their album, which is called Punchline. Then we put out our third EP, Six Pack, in the U.S., which Alternative Tentacles is putting out here. And then we got a distribution deal through MCA, and we recorded an album to put out through MCA so we could get it, because by this point, the name... Black Flag has got a big enough name across the country. And then MCA people heard it and all that and thought it was fine. They'd make money on it because there was a proven art market for it. And then Rolling Stone came forward and told them that the reputation was less than desirable. So they sidestepped the whole issue, came out and said it was anti-parent and revoked the distribution. And so that's what the Capitol thing did, is we had to build our own sort of system of...
Putting records
records and our ideas across.
Well, now you mentioned that Rolling Stone told MCA you had a bad reputation. Now, have you got a bad reputation? You know, I gather there's a certain amount of aggravation at your gigs.
There is from time to time, mainly with the police department, which is, people don't understand that outside of Los Angeles very much because the police are much different there. They're very militaristic and fascist, and they just want to keep control of everything, including the culture, you know, a subculture or something, that anything that looks a little bit different, they try to stop.
Well, you have caused a riot on the Strip, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of riots, but the police department has been involved in most of them.
The way that you want to talk about the punk rock riots in L.A., the biggest incident that ever occurred was there was a hall rented. We put on a gig. There were like 1,000 people there, and the thing was really, really wild, really fun gig. I mean, it was going full steam. The whole night, across the street, there were two units sitting there, and a helicopter overhead. And during the mid part of the gig, they gathered an entire detachment of reserve officers. They called in the night before, told them to show up at work at like 8 o'clock. So they suited up, had a briefing, came down, got there by like 10:30 or so, and assembled themselves there. By 11 o'clock, when the thing was about 40 minutes from over, they marched in. They had 20 cars on the street. And there's two officers per car. There's 40 officers in the place. They had helicopters and stuff with a command post down the street. They blocked off the boulevards there. And they marched in full riot gear and just blasted everybody that was inside. Literally.
Henry, now you haven't said much. Perhaps you'd like to tell me what TV Party, the song, is about.
TV Party is, it's an angle... Okay,
it's a satire.
It's a satire. It's a kind of a fun song. It's about people who stay inside their houses and live in a TV kind of world. And this has a very direct effect on us. Like in Hollywood, we live in our place in Hollywood, try and work and everything. And there's the neighbors in the surrounding neighborhood have like put out a petition over 100 strong for us to get kicked out of the neighborhood because they think we're all bad and evil. And, you know, we're sitting here with you and we haven't tried to kill you yet. And you can see how evil we all look. We all look like kooks to me. And so these people sit inside their house. They watch Two on the Town. They watch... Two on the Town is a television show which, you know, showed Black Flag as being a bunch of wild killers, and they get absorbed in this whole violence thing. They read Rolling Stone, and then they're like, oh my God, they're afraid to go out on the streets. They'll watch the news and they see a guy 10 blocks away gets his throat slit by a robber, and they figure the robber's right outside their door. It's this whole paranoia and everything.
And they see us move in.
And then they see us move in. They go, like, oh my God, Black Flag is in my neighborhood. Well, I wonder, my daughter's half an hour
close
away
the door.
From the school. Close the door, you know, lock him.
That's basically the thinking behind the song. And the song is basically satire. It's about a TV party, people watching TV and partying at home, which is a sickness that, you know, is very prevalent in L.A. The TV doesn't even turn off at 12 o'clock there. It keeps going all night.
24 hours.
Yeah, and people just pass out on the floor, wake up in the morning, grab another brew, and watch that TV all day.
You know, we find that that's a more American waste, is that culture there, rather than the people that are really involved and like, would go to our gigs more.
What's the album called?
Damaged.
Damaged, yeah.
All right, and finally, would you tell me a bit about Rise Above?
Jealous cowards trying to control.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
They distort what we say.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Try and stop what we do.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
When they can't do it themselves.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.